This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Now more than ever, your city needs you. It's no secret that Chicago has too many people on the streets willing to use a gun to solve a disagreement while being undeterred by the relaxed penalties that they may receive in court for their crimes.
Yes, you're there to reduce crime and cut down on gun violence. But your job today also requires you to build friendships, to build relationships. You have to do both because trust is so important.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Superintendent Eddie Johnson yesterday, graduation day for 100 new cops on the streets. Is that enough? Tony Preckwinkle spoke at Sturgeon Hospital amongst a group of others as well. And once this declared as a public, it is declaring this is a public health crisis. President of Cook County Board joins us now. Good morning, Tony Preckwinkle. How are you?
Good morning.
Can you explain to folks why it's important to label it this way?
Well, I think that the American Medical Association last week, after having a consistent position that we needed stricter gun control laws in this country, said that the level of gun violence in this country constituted a public health crisis. And I was grateful for their declaration and definition because it's surely the way I feel.
But am I right about this? Doesn't this take it to another level where you can push for simple things that, well, I shouldn't say simple, they ought to be simple, like deep research into gun violence in the country, which triggers other things? All these dominoes that need to fall politically are important, and that's why people coming out like you have done to say this is a public health crisis is a big deal.
Well, one of the things that happened in the last couple decades is that the Center for Disease Control, which is our national institute for research and health policy, was prohibited from looking into gun violence as a research subject. And, you know, I have heard Dr. Jay Shannon, who's chief executive officer of our health and hospital system, compare what's happened in terms of auto accidents in this country and then gun violence. We've done a lot of research about automobiles and what makes them safe and how we can keep passengers from being injured or killed in crashes. And the result is that we've seen a dramatic reduction in the number of people who die in this country in automobile accidents because we have seat belts, because we have restraints in automobiles, because we build them differently, and so on. Well, on the gun violence side, what we've seen is a dramatic increase over time in the number of people shot and killed. And we've done no research on how we can make guns more safe, what factors lead to gun violence, how we can mitigate it, how we can prevent it. And it seems to me that it'd be very helpful in that arena to do research in the same way it was helpful to do research about how to make automobiles safer.
Good morning, President. By declaring this a health crisis, will that allow the county to perhaps get some state or federal funding to help with the research?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It hopefully will encourage Congress to change the rules so that the Centers for Disease Control funds and supports this kind of research. But that's no guarantee that there'll be any research that's done here in Chicago. No, it's the larger question that concerns us. That is, declaring it a health crisis and then doing research into what we can do to reduce the levels of gun violence in this country.
Yeah, and with the House being the funding body in Congress, the ones that decide that the money's going to come, you can't put the pressure on the House without significant amounts of research to back it up, that you can have people go in and go, this is why we need to have simple laws on the books that protect domestic violence victims and deal with the terror watch list and all the other tenets of this that are just common sense things. Again, the thing that the guest is Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. The thing that I really want people to hear is we can all be supporters of the Second Amendment, and the 99.9% of legal gun owners in this country aren't the problem. And none of these solutions are going to instantly fix anything overnight. So let's take all of that off the table, but let's do something. That's all we're talking about here.
Yes, but I think, you know, beginning with doing research, which hopefully will inform intelligent decision-making. So that's where we're starting.
This is the type of thing, too, where we could we could ask that people contact their elected reps about this as well. It's never been more important for people to let their elected reps know how they feel about this stuff. And even though you feel like the system is broken and you can't do anything about it, I'm here to tell you that you can. And those in Springfield and those in Washington that you know, when they hear from constituents, they hear, right?
Well, yes, I always paid attention when I was alderman to my phone calls and the people who came in to talk to me about issues, and it's surely true as president of the county. It's very important for elected officials to hear from their constituents about the issues that they care about.
And I'm glad this label is on it, too. I liked your comparison yesterday, President, when you likened this to, you know, we would do research for alcoholism or anything of that sort, too. This is a health crisis, the gun violence in Chicago and Cook County.
You know, we've had, up to this point, 322 murders by guns in Cook County. 322. That's a 50% increase over last year. Last year at this time, that number was 214. This is a disaster for not just the immediate families of the victims, but for the entire communities in which they live, many of which are virtual war zones. I was a teacher, and my first full year of teaching, one of my students happened to be sitting on her porch and was struck by a stray bullet and killed. That had an impact on not just her immediate family, but all of us who were her teachers, her classmates, people who she went to school with. 4 years later, the yearbook was dedicated to her memory. The ripple effects of the gun violence impact many, many, many people. And, you know, the levels of post-traumatic stress in many of the communities in which there's so much violence are just tremendous, because people know folks who've been shot, who've been killed, friends, classmates, family members. It's just a nightmare.
It truly is, and that's an amazing number that you cited, 50% increase in Cook County gun deaths this year. We're not even halfway through the year.
50% over last year. Last year at this time it was 214, and now it's 322 this year.
Strozier Hospital, the county hospital, treated about 900 gun violence victims last year. That's one hospital.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we have a world-class trauma center. So police officers and ambulance drivers know to bring, if they're at all nearby, to bring gunshot victims to Strozier, because we're so very good at treating people. And unfortunately, one of the reasons we're so very, very good is we have so many people who we have treated, and therefore we've gotten very good by virtue of lots of practice.
Last question for you, Tony Preckwinkle. 100 guns were taken off the street on Father's Day weekend, which is great. Some semi-automatics, but community organizations and gun buyback events, we've had 4,000-plus guns removed from the streets this year. Do those continue, or do they need to be helped in some way, to be funded or publicized, these gun buyback things? How do those operate?
Well, I think they're a great idea, but you have to remember, in addition to the buybacks, the police department in the city of Chicago, according to the superintendent, who I heard speak earlier this week, confiscated more guns than Los Angeles police and New York police officers combined.
Wow.
So the volume of guns on our streets is just astronomical, even in comparison to other big cities, as I said, like Los Angeles and New York. And that's a function of very lax gun laws in the states around us, and the fact that Illinois residents can go into these other states, you know, load up their trucks with guns without restrictions, and then come and sell them on the streets of Chicago.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for the work you continue to do in this, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle.